The review show on the Anfield wrap after Tottenham Hotspur 2, Liverpool 2. A ton to get into in this game. It's Neil Atkinson, Sean Rogers and me, Dan Morgan, hosting for this one. And Sean, I'll come to you first, and we'll start at the very top when the team drops. And what I think when the team drops is that the manager very clearly sticks to the plan he had prior to COVID hitting, prior to his first choice three midfielders being completely ruled out for this one. We don't know when exactly that was. I'm not sure if that's been said. But he tries to make personnel work for the plan he has. And that plan clearly was to press on Tottenham's last line, play high against them, and not let them gain any territory between the lines. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think that's fair. Certainly in terms of strategy and tactics, I'm not sure in terms of team selection. It must have been a very strange couple of days for him. Probably some of the most strange that he's ever had, in a way, which will go for quite a lot of managers right now. It'll be interesting. The Oxlade-Chamberlain thing's interesting in that, you know, just from afar, you would think in terms of seniority, legs, some rhythm. Whether he feels that there was a sports science problem after the sub of Oxlade-Chamberlain on Thursday night, whether they just think that he needs a break, whether he's got one eye on the game's cup and is thinking, I just need to wrap him up in a bit of cotton wool, or whether actually, whether it be form or whether it be the fit for this game, he just decided that he wouldn't start him as such. So selection-wise and the use of subs is interesting in that regard. But yeah, in terms of strategy, nothing changes at all. And I think the biggest problem that the midfield change gives us is that we referenced on the last show that this is like rhythm meets freshness. And the problem is we've just been ripped out of our biggest strength, if you will, because we're having to play a midfield three who may be fresh but have no rhythm. And therefore, you know, that's the thing that you would have been hoping in normal circumstances with the rhythm, that you take the game away from them first half, so that by the time they've warmed up, so to speak, in the second half, they're chasing the game. That's what you want against a side who have maybe got that freshness, say, but not the rhythm.